in the show paper. And I just wanted to come out and say that it's all AI chat. And we just feed in the Bandcamp link, and it just gives it right back, and just sort of a way to streamline that.
True, and actually we're hoping to have the whole theme AI generated by next year, so that's
exciting.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you don't go on strike soon after that.
But yeah, I think we've got two more months of issues, so if you want to have anything published, send it in now.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mike and Liam from the Chosen family, and look for it out in stores near you.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
Hello, WGXC listeners. This is Matthew Whitney Harrington, Camp Hill Hudson Community Dinner Return. Come one, come all. Community Dinner is back at Camp Hill Hudson on Tuesday, September 5th at 5:30 p.m. in evening time at our Solaris building at 360 Warren Street, Hudson, New York. Come experience community meal, new people, and old friends over a fresh prepared meal with lovely vegetables meal by local volunteers. We'd be glad to see you there, and please bring a friend.
Waif Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Waif Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show Traveling Series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
I love books. Do you love books? Books are great. Read more books. And listen to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM Acre Catskill Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. Hooray!
Thank you. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acreck, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson, and I'm all alone today on the radio. My young co-hosts are busy with getting ready to go back to school, or in some cases are already back in school and getting used to their new schedules. But I hope to have some young voices back on the radio next week so that we can talk about some books and have a great time. But in the meantime, I will share some books with you all that are coming out soon that I think sound really great for various ages. And I will also share some poems about beginnings, because with it being September, a lot of people are going through this beginning of the school year, beginning of a new season, although I guess not yet, but soon. Feels like it's fall already, right? So I'll share some poems, and then I also want to tell everyone about an event coming up at the library this month. So without further ado, I will jump into a recent release that I think sounds really great. So first up, I have the latest from Ben Hatke, who is a primarily, if not entirely, I can't remember if he's done some picture books, but he, the work I know by him is all graphic novel work. And this is his latest. It is called Things in the Basement. So it's by Ben Hatke. And this is suggested for ages 8 to 9. Or grades 3 to 4, but we all know that younger readers might like it and older readers might like it too. Although the title is very scary in itself, Things in the Basement. And here is the description. It was supposed to just be a normal basement. Some storage boxes, dust, you know, the usual basement stuff. But when Milo is sent by his mother to fetch a sock from the basement of the historic home they've moved into, Milo finds a door in the back that he's never seen before. Turns out that the basement of his house is enormous. In fact, there is a whole world down there. As Milo travels ever deeper into the basement world, he meets the many things that live in the shadows and gloom. And he learns that to face his fears, he must approach even the strangest creatures with kindness. That sounds like a fun, lightly spooky adventure. I love the idea of a basement or any kind of room that looks like one thing, but then it turns out to be a whole world that you can explore. But I would not go down to the basement for just a sock. You'd have to give me a better reason to go down there, I think, in the first place. That's Things in the Basement by Ben Hatke, and that one has already been released, so you should be able to find it at your local library or your favorite bookstore or wherever you get your books. And next up, I have another graphic novel that I've been anticipating for some time that comes out next week. It is called Saving Sunshine, and it's by Sadia Faruqi with illustrations by Shazleen Khan. And I've never read anything from Shazleen Khan, but Sadia Faruqi did the Maria Khan books, Ali the Great, and Yasmin books, which are all really great and for different ages. And I believe this is their first graphic novel, so that is exciting to check out. And here is the description. It's hard enough being a kid without being teased for a funny-sounding name or wearing a hijab. It's even harder when you're constantly fighting your sibling. And Zara and Zishan really can't stand each other. During a family trip to Florida, when the bickering, shoving, and insults reach new heights of chaos, their parents sentence them to the worst possible fate, each other's company. But when the twins find an ailing turtle, it presents a rare opportunity for teamwork, if the two can put their differences aside at last. I love it. A road trip book. Save the Turtles book. Should be great. I'm sure it'll bring up lots of fun and not so fun memories of family road trips from my childhood. My sister and I got along really well. She might be listening right now. to the radio as we speak. So I will say, she was a great sister. We had a lot of fun together. But she was a pain on road trips. But anyways, this book is for kids in grades 4 to 6, ages 9 to 11. But as stated before, those are just the recommended ages. So you can see if the book works right for you. And then I quickly wanted to mention two other books, which I think I'm probably personally less likely to read, but I think will be very popular with our young readers. And the first one I'll mention is the latest in the Magic Treehouse series, Mary Pope Osborne's very popular series. This is book 38, Time of the Turtle King, and that comes out this coming week. And those are super popular chapter books for kids, and I feel like they're great as read-alouds for kids that aren't quite at the reading level of these books, but they're also great for those that are just beginning chapter books. And then they also have like Merlin missions, which are a little more challenging. They have graphic novels now that are starting to come out based on the books. And they also have nonfiction companion books. So for each book, there's a different setting, whether a time in history or a place in the world or both. And so often there are nonfiction companions that come out with those books. So if you're reading about ancient Greece, like a story set in ancient Greece, there'll be a nonfiction book about that time and place. So it's very cool. But this one is called Time of the Turtle King. And this is the description. It's just a regular day when ordinary kids, Jack and Annie, are whisked away in the magic treehouse to the Galapagos Islands, where they must save a giant tortoise from an erupting volcano. But what do Jack and Annie know about saving turtles? Plenty, thanks to some magic that makes them experts. A helicopter ride, rushing lava, and a whole lot of determination make this one adventure Jack and Annie will never forget. I didn't realize I was on a turtle-saving theme this show till just now. Just realized that. Save the turtles, people. They're lovely. But what also would be lovely is having a magic treehouse that could whisk you away to wherever you wanted. Although I'm not sure if that's how it works in the series, because I haven't read them yet. Do you get whisked away to wherever you want, or do you get whisked away to wherever you're needed? I guess either could be fun and exciting, but it'd be nice to have a very affordable travel treehouse that could just bring you to wherever you want to go. But anyways, that is Time of the Turtle King by Mary Pope Osborne, the next book in the Magic Treehouse series coming out next week. And the last book that I'll mention that's coming out also next week and is also a graphic novel, but this one is a nonfiction graphic novel. It is called Who Was Accused in the Salem Witch Trials? Tituba, a Who HQ graphic novel. And so these are graphic novels that are a new addition to the Who Was series that are also frequently called the Big Head biographies because they have covers that have the person that they're featuring with a very large head in their illustration. But they've started putting out some new books that are graphic novels that are about historic subjects. Because graphic novels are awesome and kids love them and want to read them. So it's a smart move. And there are several out already, but this is the latest release. And here's the description. Following the terrifying events of the 1692 Salem witch trials from the perspective of Tituba, an enslaved woman who was accused of bewitching two girls, Elizabeth Paris and Abigail Williams, during this harrowing historic period. A story of speculation, mass hysteria, and survival, this graphic novel invites readers to immerse themselves into this haunting moment in American history, brought to life by gripping narrative and vivid full-color illustrations that jump off the page. And I believe that's another difference between the graphic novels and the Who Was chapter book biographies, is I'm pretty sure the Who Was chapter book biographies are not in color. I might be wrong because I also have not read those before, but I think when I've looked at them in the past, they've been black and white illustrations. So it's fun to have the color aspect to these graphic novels as well. But again, that is Who Was Accused in the Salem Witch Trials, Tituba, a Who HQ graphic novel written by Insha Fitzpatrick with illustrations by Rowan Makol. And that comes out next week. So those are my book suggestions, new releases for the week for our young readers. I also want to mention an upcoming program at the library for especially our younger listeners and readers out there. On Thursday, September 21st, at the Hudson Area Library in Hudson, New York, 51 North 5th Street, there will be a Firebird interactive story time that is offered in collaboration with the New York Theater Ballet and Catspan Cultural Center. And it ties into an event that will be at Catspan Cultural Park in Tivoli, New York on Sunday, September 24th. Here's the description for this event. Children ages 5+ are invited to join New York Theater Ballet dancers for a reading of Misty Copeland's book, Firebird, followed by creative movement games for the children inspired by the New York Theater Ballet's Firebird Ballet, a perfect introduction to dance, literature, and creativity for young audiences, and a fantastic way to prepare for attending the performance just a couple days later. So the interactive story time is going to be Thursday, September 21st from 4 to 5 p.m. It's in person at the Hudson Area Library in our community room. You don't have to register. You can just stop on by, but do save the date. Hope you can join us for that. It'll be really fun, especially for young dancers out there. And now before we sign off for the day, I want to share a few poems in honor of our co-host Fatia, who often shares poems on the show, but also in honor of all the students starting off their new school year out there. Wanted to read a few poems that I found on poets.org in their poems for kids section. There's a theme of beginnings, and I found a handful of poems that I thought were very nice, some which I'd read before and some which I have not. And so I'll share a few of those before we sign up for the day. So first up is Blessing the Boats by Lucille Clifton at St. Mary's. May the tide that is entering even now the lip of our understanding carry you out beyond the face of fear. May you kiss the wind, then turn from it, certain that it will love your back. May you open your eyes to water, water waving forever, and may you in your innocence sail through this to that. So that was Blessing the Boats by Lucille Clifton. And that was from Quilting Poems 1987 to 1990. Next up is a very short poem, but one that I love so much. It is called To Make a Prairie by Emily Dickinson. To make a prairie, it takes a clover and one bee. One clover and a bee and reverie. The reverie alone will do if bees are few. And that is from the poems of Emily Dickinson. A very appropriate title. I love her poems. I love Lucille Clifton's poems too. And I love the poems of the next poet I'm going to read, Joy Harjo. And this poem is called Remember. Remember the sky that you were born under. Know each of the stars' stories. Remember the moon. Know who she is. Remember the sun's birth at dawn. That is the strongest point of time. Remember sundown and the giving away tonight. Remember your birth, how your mother struggled to give you form and breath. You are evidence of her life and her mother's and hers. Remember your father, he is your life also. Remember the earth whose skin you are. Red earth, black earth, yellow earth, white earth, brown earth, we are earth. Remember the plants, trees, animal life, who all have their tribes, their families, their histories too. Talk to them, listen to them, they are alive poems. Remember the wind, remember her voice. She knows the origin of this universe. Remember you are all people and all people are you. Remember you are this universe and this universe is you. Remember all is in motion, is growing, is you. Remember language comes from this. Remember the dance languages that life is. Remember. That's Remember by Joy Harjo from She Had Some Horses, which I also love, that poem, She Had Some Horses. And for those who liked the poem Remember, you can also read that poem as a picture book with illustrations by Michaela Goad, who is a beautiful illustrator, award-winning illustrator, who does just gorgeous, gorgeous illustrations. So definitely worth checking out. And I will read one more poem today. This one is from a poet who is new to me, and it is called Religious Instructions for Young Casualties by Sandra Maria Estevez. Believe in yourself, be all that you can, look for your fate among the stars. Imagine you are your best when being yourself the best way you can. Believe in yourself, be all you want to be. Open your mind, a window to the world, different ways of thinking, seeing, but be yourself, it's the best. Become your dreams, visions to live by. No matter what anyone says, believe you can do it. Day by day, a little at a time, be patient. Believe you can find a way to assemble the puzzle called life, forming pictures that make some kind of sense, even when pieces fall scattered to the ground, disappearing into the finite void, forever lost, never to be found, choosing your future from those that are left like one piece from some other dimension. Maybe a corner triangle shape of sky or zigzag of ocean floor with seaweed and one school of fish, or maybe a centerpiece on the table in some fancy dining room, or a patch of window lace curtain next to a flowered bouquet, wind blowing through sunlight, which some artist will paint someday, or bouncing feet on the moon, walking in giant moon leaps, talking moon talk deep into research in your flying laboratory. Be all that you can, but believe in yourself. Climb the stairway of your imagination, one step after another, growing like the leaf, blossoming into a great tree, complete with squirrels, nests, universe all around. Be all that you can, just believe in yourself. And that is from Bluestown Mockingbird Mambo by Sandra Maria Estevez. And I realized as I was reading it that I totally said laboratory the British way, laboratory. It really stuck out to me when I said it. I think I've been listening to too many audiobooks read by British narrators. I've been hearing words said in all different ways that I'm not used to. I kind of like the sound of it, though. I do like the word laboratory. It's a lot nicer than laboratory, isn't it? But anyways, I enjoyed that poem. I'll have to read more from this poet, Religious Instructions for Young Casualties by Sandra Maria Estevez. And again, I found all of these poems on poets.org. You can look up poems for kids on there, and they have a whole section with different themes. Great selection of poems to check out. On that note, I'm going to say goodbye for today. Thank you for listening. Hopefully my young friends will be able to join me again next week. If you are a young friend out there and you would like to talk with me about books on the radio, feel free to reach out. You can email programs@hudsonarealibrary.org and say that you're interested in participating in Bound by Books or finding out more about what that means. We always love having new guests, new co-hosts, so feel free to reach out if you're interested in joining our team. But in the meantime, we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading!
for them.